Chapter 4. Allison smiled from the driver's seat of her Fiat. She and Mason had finished the dinner about 20 minutes prior and were on the way back home. They'd chatted about a funny story Carla shared concerning how reluctant patients could be both amusing and annoying at the same time. That wasn't so bad, really. Not so bad at all. It could have been so much worse. Okay, I admit it, she admitted with a chuckle. I was wrong and you were right. He glanced at her.
I'm happy to hear that, but what are you admitting you were wrong about? We didn't disagree at all about anything we just talked about, unless you were having a very different conversation than I was. I wouldn't be surprised. Sometimes I don't know what's going through your head.
I thought meeting your parents would be this awful, painful thing, and I admit it was awkward in the beginning. But once we got that out of the way, it really wasn't so bad. I wouldn't exactly take your mom dancing with the girls, but she's all right, and I think we'll be friends. She snickered. And I hope she doesn't get offended someday if she learns I didn't love her chicken recipe as much as I claimed. I confess, though, I'm still not sure about your dad. He didn't say much.
Yeah, he's always been a man of few words. After a while, you learn to read what he's thinking from the expressions on his face.
Mason shrugged.
And Mom's always been a woman of many words, so they balance each other out. It's kind of like with your parents.
Allison laughed. You're right. Does your dad obsess over something like barbecue, too? Your mom spent all that time talking about cooking. At least we have that in common.
Obsess? That might be too strong a word, but he likes golf.
She sighed. My dad hates golf. He nodded wryly.
I know. He mentioned it when he told me all those stories about his road trip during Christmas. I think he said, I fucking hate golf, about 6 times when he talked about confronting those guys on the golf course.
A slight crease of concern pulled her brow as she glanced quickly at him. I know I asked you this before, but I wanted to make sure. My dad didn't threaten you when I wasn't around, did he? If he did, I'll call him right now to chew him out. You don't have to put up with that crap simply because he's James Brownstone.
Nope. If anything, it was the opposite.
Mason grimaced.
It was kind of creepy, actually.
Creepy? She checked the mirror and camera before changing lanes. What was creepy?
Your dad.
He shrugged.
He was almost jolly. Well, as jolly as he gets, anyway. Like Santa Claus with tattoos. I told you before we went there that I was worried his newfound respect for me wouldn't last. But I didn't have a problem at all. I think the old lady who lives across the street gave me more dirty looks than your dad.
That makes sense. Allison replied and nodded, satisfied. She'd thought the Christmas visit to her parents had gone well. But she had still harbored some small doubt that Mason was merely trying to protect her from her dad's intolerance.
Really? That makes sense?
Mason asked.
Is he that into Christmas or something?
No. I mean, he always goes to Christmas Mass, but I don't know if he thinks it's all that fun. She shrugged. Necessary is probably closer to the truth. He frowned.
I'm confused then. Why does it make sense? I'll be honest, A, there's nothing you've ever told me in all our time together that makes it seem like your dad's a jolly guy, even when cooking barbecue.
You already mentioned the reason indirectly. Allison grinned. His road trip. It reset everything.
Reset everything?
Yeah. His head was basically up his ass about having a new kid, especially when he'd resigned himself to the idea I would be his only kid. He'd gotten used to a very particular lifestyle. Mason chuckled.
And he thought a new baby would cramp his style?
She shook her head. It's not like that. You have to understand that he grew up in an orphanage and he's suffered many losses. With me, I was already almost an adult and he was worried that he wouldn't be able to do a good job, despite both Mom and I telling him not to worry. He considered that for a moment before he responded.
But going on a barbecue road trip and kicking some ass along the way convinced him he will do a good job?
Allison chuckled. It sounds weird when you say it that way. I think it gave him time to think, and honestly, to relax a little. Sometimes you have to simply let a brownstone be a brownstone.
Don't I know it?
He was able to visit with old friends, kick ass, and protect the one thing in existence he cares about almost as much as his family and God.
Barbecue,
he replied, a smirk on his face. Exactly. Barbecue. She slowed to a stop at a red light. He gets in his head because even after all these years, he's not comfortable with talking about his feelings with Mom or me. Sometimes getting out there and kicking a few assholes around helps him to come to terms with it. It's almost like it's meditation for him. I wish it worked that way for me.
Punching a guy is meditation?
Mason laughed.
I must be doing it wrong. I don't feel any closer to enlightenment.
He shook his head.
Okay, whatever works. I'm not complaining. He wasn't rude to me during my visit, and he didn't seem ready to challenge me to a duel. We didn't exactly have the deepest conversations, but he did like stories about my jobs with you or before. The funny thing is, he didn't seem to care all that much about sharing most of his own stories besides the stuff from the road trip, whereas before, he constantly tried to talk up all the tough monsters and guys he'd taken out.
Yeah, you only have to understand the way Dad's mind works. He never wanted fame or money. In his mind, God made him a tough guy, so that's the kind of work he fell into. He hates fame and people always wanting autographs and that kind of thing. He used to be interested in talking himself up only because it was a useful way to intimidate bounties. That's why he boasted about all those things before. It was a weapon to use against someone he considered a threat. And now he no longer considers you a threat. He doesn't feel a need to mention every three-headed dragon or chaos demon he's killed. He nodded slowly as he took it all in.
That's a good thing, I think.
Now that he's a pitmaster rather than a bounty hunter, at least most days of the year, he cares even less, Allison replied. I think in his perfect world, everyone would forget that James Brownstone was a bounty hunter and focus on his food. Not him, but his food. The light changed and she pulled forward.
I think that's more of a distant dream than world peace, Mason replied. Given everything your dad has done, I think it'll be a long time before people stop thinking of him as anything other than the Granite Ghost or the Scourge of Harrigan.
He shrugged.
I wonder if everything would have been worse if I were a doctor or healer. He might not have been able to relate to me at all. But then you wouldn't have had to deal with an inquisition from my mother about your future plans for children and how your career might impact that. I'm still sorry about that. I don't think telling you that Mom can be pushy was enough to prepare you for that level of bluntness.
It wasn't that bad. It merely caught me off guard. She licked her lips and focused her gaze on the road, although she was tempted to glance at his face to try to read it.
Are you mad that I didn't have a clearer answer about kids?
I was honest, but I understand that it might come off as a dodge. Small snowflakes began to drift to the ground. She turned the wipers on. The roads were mostly clear, the result of a combination of plows and contracted magical specialists. Mason shook his head.
It's not like you said absolutely not, but I won't sit here and pretend I don't think a lot more about that kind of thing in the future. My mom's right about stable environments, and you're right about both of us still having time to think about it. That's one of the many advantages of being a magical.
Allison blew a breath out. Even though nobody used the word tonight, I want to be clear on what we're talking about.
Sure.
Marriage, right? That's what we're talking about. It's the next logical step. He grinned.
Logic. Ouch, eh? We have a relationship built on, I hope, mutual love, respect, and understanding, and not merely logical steps.
She sighed. I didn't mean it to come out that way. I only want to be 100% clear on what we're talking about.
Yes. I'd say then, in that case, it's the next logical step.
He sent her a lopsided grin.
Is that so crazy?
I'm not saying it's crazy, it's only... Whoa, marriage, it's a big deal. The actual commitment.
I know.
He looked ahead and his expression turned serious.
And I understand that we only moved in together not all that long ago. I can't even say I'm totally ready. For one thing, women deserve a proper proposal, and there was one epic tale your father reinforced to me during Christmas that I didn't tell you about.
Oh, no. Dad, tell me you didn't. Allison sighed. What was that? He laughed.
About how he was ready to marry your mother, but she stopped him and demanded, how did he put it? A fucking epic proposal. So he racked his brain until a situation presented itself.
She forced herself not to stare at him. Her father's epic proposal had involved, among other things, the military and an alien spaceship. The truth of his extraterrestrial nature was something she had kept from him, and only a few of her friends from before her time in Seattle knew the truth. Did Dad actually tell him? Oh? She asked and feigned an innocent tone.
Did he tell you what he did?
No. He only said the opportunity presented itself.
He frowned a little as if he'd suddenly realized something.
Now that you mention it, that's kind of weird. What did happen exactly?
Allison shook her head. I can't really talk about it, not without his permission. It was a special thing, and it's not for me to share.
Fair enough,
Mason replied. Sloppy, Dad. Why would you lay the seed there unless... Do you want me to tell him? No, I won't do that until I have your explicit permission. They fell into silence for a couple of minutes, Allison lost in the thoughts of the past and the potential future. I'm not saying I'm ready for anything right away, she explained a short while later. But I want to make something very clear. I love Mom, but I'm not her. When you feel the time is right, I'm not looking for a fucking epic proposal. I only want something that feels right for both of us. A surprise would be nice, too.
You went from no conditions to a list of conditions,
he noted with a smirk. Sure, but those aren't terribly difficult conditions to meet.
I'll keep that in mind.